Imagine waking up one morning, reaching for your jar of honey, and discovering it's not just a sweetener, but a powerful medicine cabinet in disguise. This revelation isn't new. It's ancient wisdom rediscovered. Cal O'Reilly's The Healing Powers of Honey illuminates how this golden substance, produced by some of nature's most industrious creatures, has been healing humanity for over 5,000 years. From Cleopatra's beauty secrets to modern medical breakthroughs treating antibiotic-resistant superbugs, honey's remarkable properties continue to astonish scientists and health enthusiasts alike. As Winnie the Pooh once wisely observed, the only reason for being a bee is to make honey. But what he didn't mention is that honey might be one of the most powerful functional foods on the planet. With celebrities like Beyoncé incorporating raw honey into her wellness routine and researchers at prestigious institutions worldwide studying its antimicrobial properties, honey is experiencing a renaissance in both culinary and medical circles. This ancient superfood, once worth its weight in gold, is finally reclaiming its rightful place in our medicine cabinets and kitchens. Honey is far more than just a sweet treat. It's one of our oldest natural medicines, used for over 5 millennia. This remarkable substance begins as flower nectar collected by honeybees, Apis mellifera, who add enzymes and reduce its moisture content before storing it in hexagonal honeycomb cells. The resulting amber liquid contains fructose, glucose, water, and a complex array of beneficial compounds, including antioxidants that promote health and longevity. What makes honey truly extraordinary is its composition. At least 181 known substances, including amino acids, carbohydrates, enzymes, minerals, vitamins, and water. Its real healing power lies in its rich antioxidant content, bioflavonoids, flavanols, and phenolic acids that fight disease and aging. Like fine dark chocolate, darker honeys typically contain more of these beneficial compounds. Scientific studies confirm this benefit. When healthy men consumed buckwheat honey, their blood antioxidant levels increased by 7%, demonstrating honey's ability to boost these protective compounds in the bloodstream. Beyond producing this medicinal food, honeybees serve as essential pollinators, fertilizing approximately one-third of our food supply, including apples, blueberries, citrus fruits, and nuts. As beekeeper Chris Foster explains, without honeybees, the whole food chain would be diminished in diversity and quantity for us. This symbiotic relationship between bees and humans has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Honey comes in several forms, each with unique characteristics. While most American households keep liquid honey, you might also encounter comb honey, attached to the hive's wax with a fresh, chewy texture, crystallized honey with separated sugar content, cut comb honey, chunks of honeycomb in liquid honey, and whipped or creamed honey, crystallized during manufacturing for a thick, spreadable consistency. The healing applications of honey extend far beyond sweetening tea. It's been used to treat heart disease, respiratory ailments, skin ulcers, wounds, stomach problems, insomnia, and even antibiotic-resistant infections. It helps curb sweet cravings and boost energy, potentially preventing type 2 diabetes and weight gain. As Dr. Stephen Pratt notes, perhaps honey's most important health-promoting benefit is its antioxidant ability, while Dr. Johnny Bowden calls raw, unfiltered honey pure alchemy and precious stuff. While honey is technically a sugar, its complex composition of antioxidants and health-promoting compounds makes it vastly superior to refined sweeteners. When choosing honey, remember that quality matters. Real, raw, unprocessed honey, direct from the hive, offers the most benefits. Always check labels to ensure you're getting pure honey without additives or high fructose corn syrup. Honey's medicinal benefits have been recognized across civilizations for millennia. Egyptian physicians utilized it 5,000 years ago, while traditional Chinese and Indian Ayurvedic medicine incorporated its healing properties into countless remedies. The Bible mentions honey extensively, with milk and honey appearing in at least 21 places to symbolize the fertility and prosperity of the Promised Land. Biblical references highlight honey as a valuable gift, a symbol of good health and the ultimate nourishment. Greek mythology similarly celebrates honey's divine connections. The story of Melissa, meaning honeybee, tells how she nurtured Zeus with honey stolen from beehives, angering his father Kronos, who transformed her into a worm. In gratitude, Zeus turned her into a queen bee. Another myth describes Aphrodite using honey cakes to pacify Cerberus, the three-headed dog guarding the underworld, while journeying to Hades. After Egypt established beekeeping, Greece and Rome embraced honey's magical properties. Greek scholars Aristotle, Hippocrates, and Dioscorides documented honey's remedies for wounds, coughs, body lice, earaches, ulcers, and hemorrhoids. Greeks particularly prized thyme honey from Athens slopes and were first to note different honey flavors from various nectar sources. Romans similarly revered honey, with gourmand Apicius including it in over half his recipes, from honey-baked ham to honey-brushed roast dormouse. European settlers brought honeybees to New England around 1638, with Native Americans calling them white man's flies. Early Americans used honey for food preparation, beverages, cement, fruit preservation, and medicine. Beekeeping evolved slowly, with the box hive appearing in the 18th century, allowing bees to attach to honeycombs. Later innovations refined hives for raising young and storing pollen and honey. The 20th century saw honey's popularity and health benefits gain recognition worldwide. Key milestones include Alfred Vogel's 1952 book, The Nature Doctor, recommending honey with echinacea for wounds, Ralph and Luella Gamber's 1957 invention of the honey bear container, Dr. D.C. Jarvis's 1970s bestseller, Folk Medicine, that caused honey prices to skyrocket, and Peter Mullen's groundbreaking research on Manuka honey's effectiveness against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Today, major honey producers include Argentina, China, Mexico, Turkey, the United States, and Ukraine, with global demand for honey's healing properties continuing to grow. The industry consists of beekeepers, producers, packers who bottle and distribute honey, and smaller sideliners who make part-time income from bee products. Commercial beekeepers, approximately 1,000 in the United States, often supplement their income by renting bees for crop pollination, requiring significant travel and hard work. Despite challenges from natural disasters and colony collapse disorder, many beekeeping operations span generations, preserving ancient knowledge while incorporating modern scientific understanding of honey's remarkable properties. A full cup, 339 grams, of honey contains an impressive array of nutrients: 14 milligrams sodium, 279.34 grams carbohydrates, 0.7 grams fiber, 278.39 grams sugars, 1.02 gram protein, 1.7 milligram vitamin C, 20 milligrams calcium, 1.42 milligrams iron, 7 milligrams magnesium, 14 milligrams phosphorus, 176 milligrams potassium, 0.75 milligrams zinc, 23.7 milligrams fluoride, and 2.7 milligrams selenium. It also provides riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, vitamin B6, folate, choline, betaine, and amino acids. While one cup contains over 1,031 calories, it has zero saturated fat, trans fat, or cholesterol. Despite nutritionists often dismissing honey as just sugar, it stands apart from table sugar and high fructose corn syrup. While honey contains nearly the same ratio of fructose and glucose, it also contains dozens of other substances, making it more comparable to fruit than refined sugar. Unlike simpler sweeteners that contain only glucose and fructose, honey is a functional food with genuine health benefits. Following American Heart Association guidelines for added sugars, women should consume no more than 5 teaspoons of honey daily, about 100 calories, while men can have up to 8 teaspoons. This moderation allows you to enjoy honey's benefits without excessive sugar intake. The variety of honey you choose matters significantly. Honey comes from countless flowers, trees, and plants, with hundreds of varieties worldwide. The darkest honeys typically offer the greatest medicinal value. Among the top antioxidant-rich and medicinal varieties are acacia, light, yellowish with medicinal properties from black locust trees, blueberry, golden and antioxidant-rich, buckwheat, dark, rich, and high in antioxidants, goldenrod, amber with medicinal properties, Hawaiian Christmas berry, golden and antioxidant-rich, and manuka, dark amber-orange with significant medicinal properties. When choosing honey, be aware that the honey industry faces concerning issues with adulterated products appearing in grocery and dollar stores. These impure honeys may contain unhealthful, cheaper ingredients, including antibiotics. Real Pure Honey will list only one ingredient on its label, honey. Honey-flavored syrups and diluted honey products are increasingly common, misleading unaware consumers. The National Honey Board advises consumers to carefully check labels to ensure they're getting genuine honey rather than imitation products. Beyond honey itself, AP Therapy utilizes several healing products straight from the hive. Bee pollen, a protein-rich powder, contains more amino acids and vitamins than beef, eggs, or cheese, and can be added to cereals and smoothies. Propolis, a sticky, dark, waxy sap collected from tree buds, serves as a natural disinfectant and cold remedy. Royal jelly, a creamy liquid secreted by nurse bees to feed the queen, contains proteins, amino acids, and vitamins with numerous health benefits. Beeswax, processed from female honeybees' abdomens, can be used in cosmetics, candles, and furniture polish. Honey heals through multiple mechanisms. Its powerful antioxidant enzymes fight disease and aging both internally and externally. Its high sugar, low moisture content creates an osmotic effect that dehydrates bacteria. Its acidic nature, pH between 3 to 4, similar to orange juice, creates an environment hostile to bacteria. And its natural hydrogen peroxide content provides gentle antiseptic and antibacterial benefits. Scientific research suggests that antioxidants in dark honey may help reduce cancer risk, particularly when combined with an antioxidant-rich diet and healthy lifestyle. Croatian researchers found honey significantly decreased tumor growth and cancer spread in mice, both when ingested and injected, and it effectively inhibited bladder cancer growth. Additionally, honey applied topically reduced discomfort from treatment-related mouth sores in cancer patients. As a potent immune system stimulant, honey may inhibit metabolic stress and reduce cortisol production, potentially strengthening the body's natural defenses against cancer. Contrary to what some nutritionists claim, honey can actually help with weight management. Its intense sweetness means you need less of it than sugar in cooking and baking. A single teaspoon of honey, just 21 calories, can satisfy sweet cravings and prevent overindulging in calorie-dense desserts. Unlike processed sweets, honey contains no fat, sodium, or cholesterol, while providing an immediate energy boost that encourages physical activity. Authors of the hibernation diet suggest taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of honey before bed optimizes fat burning during sleep by adequately fueling the liver during the overnight fast. The powerful combination of honey and apple cider vinegar creates an effective fat-fighting duo. Apple cider vinegar contains fiber, potassium, and acetic acid that can boost metabolism and dissolve fat. Sweet honey not only makes vinegar more palatable, but also provides energy for exercise. This fat-burning system works best when combined with complex carbohydrates from fiber-rich fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and good fats like extra virgin olive oil. Honey contributes to heart health by potentially lowering blood pressure and regulating cholesterol levels. Its antioxidant oligosaccharides may help reduce blood pressure, while consuming honey before bedtime reduces adrenaline release and promotes better sleep, both beneficial for maintaining healthy blood pressure. Research shows bee products can positively impact heart health through their polyphenol content. A small Japanese study found that people taking royal jelly supplements experienced significantly lower total cholesterol and LDL, bad cholesterol, compared to the control group. While honey ranks slightly better than table sugar on the glycemic index, 62 versus 64, moderation is key for those with blood sugar concerns. Research with athletes shows honey helps maintain optimal blood sugar levels after workouts when mixed with protein supplements, offering better muscle recovery than other sweeteners. For those with type 2 diabetes, the recommendation is 1 to 2 teaspoons of pure raw honey multiple times weekly while avoiding other added sugars, increasing fiber intake, reducing dietary fat, and exercising regularly. Honey contributes to heart health by potentially lowering blood pressure and regulating cholesterol levels. Its antioxidant oligosaccharides may help reduce blood pressure, while consuming honey before bedtime reduces adrenaline release and promotes better sleep, both beneficial for maintaining healthy blood pressure. Research shows bee products can positively impact heart health through their polyphenol content. A small Japanese study found that people taking royal jelly supplements experienced significantly lower total cholesterol and LDL, bad cholesterol, compared to the control group. While honey ranks slightly better than table sugar on the glycemic index, 62 versus 64, moderation is key for those with blood sugar concerns. Research with athletes shows honey helps maintain optimal blood sugar levels after workouts when mixed with protein supplements, offering better muscle recovery than other sweeteners. For those with type 2 diabetes, the recommendation is 1 to 2 teaspoons of pure raw honey multiple times weekly, while avoiding other added sugars, increasing fiber intake, reducing dietary fat, and exercising regularly. The Mediterranean diet varies across the 16 countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea, but shares common elements that promote health and longevity. People following this diet consume more than 50% of fat calories from monounsaturated sources like olive oil and less saturated fat than typical American diets. Heart disease rates are lower and longevity higher in Mediterranean countries, though the American Heart Association notes this may result from both diet and lifestyle factors like physical activity and social support. Honey is officially recognized as a recommended sweetener in the Old Ways traditional Mediterranean diet pyramid, which represents healthy eating patterns from Crete, Greece, and southern Italy circa 1960, when chronic disease rates were low and life expectancy high. This plant-based diet, consisting primarily of fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, healthy grains, fish, olive oil, and small amounts of sweets and red wine, has been linked to greater longevity and continues to receive global acclaim. Advanced research techniques like capillary electrophoresis and high-resolution liquid chromatography have discovered new antioxidants in olive oil, honey, and walnuts. Scientists found that these three functional foods contain phenolic compounds with high antioxidant activity that may lower risks of diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and hypertension. Old Ways humbly notes this research reminds us how little we know about what makes foods beneficial, suggesting that eating a variety of whole foods, especially plants, remains the best nutritional approach. To incorporate honey into a Mediterranean eating pattern, follow these guidelines. Go semi-vegan with honey drizzled on whole grains. Eat fresh, locally grown foods, including dark honeys. Use olive oil as the primary fat. Minimize saturated fat. Include low-fat dairy with honey. Eat lean protein with citrus-flavored honeys. Choose natural desserts like fresh fruit with occasional honey. Avoid red meat and enjoy regular exercise complemented by honey for energy and recovery. Different honey varieties offer unique flavors for Mediterranean cooking and baking. Mild alfalfa honey works well in desserts. Fruity basswood makes a great butter spread. Blackberry and blueberry honeys enhance fruit dishes. Strong buckwheat honey complements sauces and spiced baked goods, while citrus honeys like orange blossom and lemon add brightness to various dishes. When baking with honey instead of sugar, follow these five key tips. Substitute honey for up to half the sugar, sometimes all. Reduce liquid by 1/4 cup for each cup of honey. Add 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon baking soda per cup of honey. Lower oven temperature by 25 degrees to prevent overbrowning. And remember that a 12-ounce jar equals a standard 8-ounce measuring cup. Dr. Daphne Miller's book, The Jungle Effect, confirms the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet, showing that Anglo-Celts who switched to a Greek-style Mediterranean diet had lower disease rates and lived longer than those eating typical Australian diets. The good news is that this healthy eating pattern can be enjoyed anywhere in the world, not just in Mediterranean countries. Cleopatra, Egypt's legendary queen, incorporated honey into her daily beauty regimen with morning facials and milk and honey baths to maintain soft skin and combat aging. This royal tradition continues in modern luxury spas that offer honey-based treatments to anyone seeking royal pampering. Honey combined with natural ingredients enhances blood circulation, reduces stress, and creates silky skin. Manuka honey and other varieties, when paired with plant extracts and essential oils, exfoliate, soften, and firm the skin. DIY honey-based beauty treatments allow anyone to enjoy spa benefits at home. The Cucumber Honey Eye Nourisher combines aloe vera gel, peeled and seeded cucumber, cooled chamomile tea, and honey. Blend it until smooth and applied under the eyes for 10 minutes, it effectively reduces puffiness. The Lemon Drop Body Wash mixes unscented Castile soap, honey, and lemon juice in a plastic bottle. Applied with a loofah during showering, it leaves skin soft and eliminates the need for spa visits. The stimulating camphor and eucalyptus honey foot soak combines hot water, honey, Epsom salt, almond oil, and eucalyptus oil for rejuvenated feet. Beeswax, another gift from honeybees, serves numerous household purposes, from candles to soaps and furniture polishes. Beeswax candles offer superior benefits. They're 100% pure, burn clean with minimal smoke, produce bright flames, last longer, and remain non-toxic and non-allergenic. According to Dutchman's Gold experts, beeswax candles naturally emit the floral scents of nectar sources and release negative ions that purify air by removing toxins, making them both beautiful and functional home additions. For DIY enthusiasts, homemade beeswax polish creates a soft satin shine considered the ultimate in wood care, requiring only beeswax, carnauba wax, and odorless turpentine or mineral spirits. Other beeswax household formulas include copper cleaner and fragrant spice sachets that maintain their scent for years. Beeswax also offers creative possibilities for art projects. Adults can make wax crayons by combining beeswax with talc and artist's pigments, or wax pastels using equal parts beeswax and grated soap with pigments. Honey offers pets the same antioxidant and antibacterial benefits it provides humans, working effectively both internally and topically. Scientific research confirms honey's ability to heal abscesses, burns, and surgical wounds. Manuka honey from Dechra Veterinary Products is now used by veterinarians to treat wounds fighting over 70 strains of bacteria. Beyond topical applications, honey appears in commercial pet treats and homemade recipes. When honey spills on furniture or clothing, quick action prevents staining. First, scrape off excess honey before it dries. Then apply a mild liquid soap diluted in cold water, repeating as needed. Alternatively, try a mixture of lemon, white vinegar, and water. Let the area dry completely, and the honey mark should disappear. Colony Collapse Disorder, CCD, first identified in Pennsylvania in 2006, causes entire honeybee colonies to mysteriously vanish. Research centers at Penn State and UC Davis, including the Haagen-Dazs-funded Honeybee Haven, are working frantically to understand the crisis. The USDA has provided $6 million in emergency assistance to affected beekeepers, while scientists investigate multiple theories: climate change, poor diet, mites, pesticides, viruses, travel stress, and even cell phone radiation. James, an Ozarks beekeeper with 17 colonies, believes our monoculture society has weakened honeybees through three key disruptions: supersize me disorder, commercial bees bred larger than nature intended, allowing mites to flourish; thinking inside the box disorder, confining bees to unnatural square hives for beekeeper convenience; and geographically challenged disorder, mass breeding bees in southern states, reducing genetic diversity. His solution? Stop chemical treatments and let natural selection strengthen bee populations while supporting local beekeepers who maintain natural practices. Despite CCD's devastating impact on bee populations, honey itself remains safe for consumption. Bee expert Kim Flottam explains that while pesticides may contribute to CCD, these chemicals typically bind to wax rather than dissolve in honey. The real concern is diminished honey production as colonies collapse, and ultimately, the threat to our entire food chain if these essential pollinators continue to decline. Despite these challenges, there's a surprising surge in new beekeepers, particularly in urban areas like Denver, New York, and Minneapolis, where beekeeping restrictions have relaxed. Many newcomers are women, driven by a desire for greater control over their food sources. Looking ahead to 2050, we might anticipate continuing challenges to honey production from both nature and mankind, potentially leading to demand exceeding supply and increased self-reliance as people grow their own food and produce their own honey. It's important to note that while honey offers numerous health benefits, it's not a miracle cure for every ailment. Incorporating honey into a healthy lifestyle, both internally and externally, alongside conventional medicine when needed, can contribute to better health. Honey should be viewed as one component of a balanced approach to wellness, not a panacea. Additionally, honey should never be fed to babies under 1 year old, as it may contain Clostridium botulinum spores that can cause infant botulism. Infants' undeveloped gastrointestinal tracts cannot handle these spores, though honey remains safe for adults, including pregnant and lactating women. Honey's journey from ancient remedy to modern superfood represents a remarkable full-circle moment in our relationship with natural healing. What the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans knew intuitively about honey's medicinal properties, modern science is now confirming through rigorous research. The resurgence of interest in honey, particularly raw, unprocessed varieties, reflects our growing desire to reconnect with natural remedies in an age of synthetic pharmaceuticals and processed foods. The versatility of honey is truly extraordinary. From sweetening your morning tea to treating wounds, soothing sore throats, enhancing athletic performance, promoting heart health, and even potentially fighting cancer cells, honey's applications seem limitless. When incorporated into a Mediterranean-style diet alongside other whole foods like olive oil, nuts, fresh fruits, and vegetables, honey becomes part of a powerful nutritional approach that has sustained healthy populations for generations. Perhaps most fascinating is how honey connects us to the natural world. Each variety tells the story of its origin, the flowers, climate, and geography that influenced its creation. From the robust buckwheat honey of the American Midwest, to the delicate orange blossom honey of Florida, to the medicinal Manuka honey of New Zealand, these regional specialties offer not just different flavors, but different healing properties. As we face growing environmental challenges and threats to bee populations worldwide, honey reminds us of our interdependence with these remarkable insects. One-third of our food supply depends on pollination by bees, a sobering reminder that protecting these creatures isn't just about preserving honey production, but safeguarding our entire food system. Whether you're drizzling dark buckwheat honey over Greek yogurt, incorporating orange blossom honey into a Mediterranean marinade, applying Manuka honey to a minor wound, or simply enjoying a spoonful of raw honey to satisfy a sweet craving, you're participating in one of humanity's oldest healing traditions. This golden elixir, this nectar of the gods, continues to offer its sweet medicine to those wise enough to appreciate its remarkable properties. As the ancient Roman scholar Pliny the Elder observed nearly 2,000 years ago, honey gives vigor to the body, is a sovereign remedy for the internal organs, and a balm for wounds. Modern science continues to prove him right.